CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 24th of November 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The past and the future. The RSGB releases more convention presentations. RSGB tonight at 8 on HF antennas. Join the last live event of 2024. Encourage youngsters on the air. Join YOTA month. The RSGB continues to share presentations from its recent annual convention. The two this week look back at the important history of amateur radio and contrast that with how amateur radio might be influenced by modern technology. Don Beatty, G3BJ, discussed the very different amateur radio environment of 1924 and the history and events of October that year when the first two-way trans-global radio communication between the UK and New Zealand took place. This centenary celebration is just one of a range of activities that have included Radcom articles and a reenactment on the contact at Mill Hill School. In his presentation on using AI to write simple amateur radio applications, RSGB Board Chair Dr. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, considers how using AI software can improve productivity and bring the ability to write effective software within the reach of more people. This presentation is being released separately as part of the RSGB's focus on encouraging coding and programming activities amongst the amateur radio community. You can find a range of coding resources on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/coding. To watch both presentations, go to the RSGB YouTube channel and choose the RSGB 2024 convention playlist. The last RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2024 is on Monday the 2nd of December. The presentation by Tim Heer, G5TM, will focus on the various HF antennas available for portable operating. He will also look at how to use very basic modelling software to ascertain the choices you have at your disposal. Tim's ethos when working portable is simple. 5 minutes from arrival to operating, and no more. Tim is also the editor of Radcom Basics and will refer to content in that RSGB publication that will help radio amateurs who want to try portable operating. Watch the webinar live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. You can find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Youngsters on the Air Month begins 1 week today. Call sign GB24YOTA will be active for the duration of the month, hosted by a range of groups, clubs and individuals. Marlborough Scout Group will be the first team of youngsters to operate. They will be on the air before midday on Sunday the 1st of December and then again after 6 p.m. on the same day. Also operating the special call sign next Sunday will be the Cambridge University Wireless Society. They will be hosting the call sign between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. Remember to listen out and have a QSO with a young radio amateur on the air. If you'd like to get involved, you've still got time. Go to qrz.com and search for GB24YOTA to check availability and then email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register your interest. The RSGB VHF Contest Committee is currently planning the rules for the 2025 VHF Contest. Following some discussion at the RSGB Convention, the committee members have some questions on which they would appreciate feedback from contestants, with particular topics focused around VHF Field Day and the Backpackers event. You can find the survey online at tinyurl.com/VHFFC C025, and it will close on Friday the 6th of December. Members of Wokingham U3A Amateur Radio Group have secured a new club call sign, Golf 5 Uniform Tango Alpha. The group operated the call sign for the first time during the National U3A Week in September. G5UTA can be used by any U3A member with a full license in support of a U3A event or demonstration. You can read more about the new call sign, including how to apply for authorization to use it, in the January 2025 edition of RADCOM. To find out more about amateur radio as a subject area within U3A, you can contact its new subject advisor, Paul G0NDN, via the U3A website at tinyurl.com/U3A subjects. The historic VLF transmitter at Grimeton radio station in Sweden is celebrating 100 years since it was first put into commercial operation. The unique Alexanderson alternator operates using the call sign Sierra Alpha Quebec. To mark the centenary, a special transmission will take place at 1000 UTC on Sunday the 1st of December, using CW on 17.2 kHz. The event will be live-streamed on the organization's YouTube channel using the handle at AlexanderSAQ. You can find out more about the event via alexander.november.sierraecho. And now for details of rallies and events. The Isle of Man Amateur Radio Society dinner is at Craignoe Bar on Friday the 29th of November. Tickets are £25. More information, including details of the menu and how to book, visit India Oscar Mike Alpha Romeo Sierra dot India Mike. The Wiltshire Radio Winter Rally is on Sunday, the 1st of December, at Kington Langley Village Hall in Kington Langley, located just off Junction 17 of the M4. Doors open at 9 a.m. and close at 1 p.m. Admission is £3. Indoor tables are £10. Car boot pitches are £10 for a car-sized pitch and £15 for a van-sized pitch. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, email chairman@chippenhamradio.club. The Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair is on Sunday the 8th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. Doors are open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry is £3 per person. There's no charge to partners and under 16s. Free parking and Wi-Fi is available, as well as hot food and refreshments. The cost for traders is £5 per 6-foot frontage, with tables supplied. Booking in advance is recommended. Mains electricity is also available on request. Traders, please pre-book as soon as possible. Please contact Phil, G6DLJ, via 07990-563-147 or email whiskeyromeogolf2024@hotmail.com. Now the special event news. Special event call sign 9 Yankee 20 Tango Alpha Tango Tango is active until the 29th of November 2024 to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Telecommunications Authority of Trinidad and Tobago in collaboration with the Trinidad and Tobago Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs are invited to make contact. Limited edition QSL cards will be available, and certificates can be requested by amateurs making at least 5 unique contacts. Find out more on the event via 9y20ta.tt. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the formation of Radio Beograd in 1924, members of the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club, YU1ANO, in Serbia, are active as Yankee Tango 100 Romeo Bravo and Yankee Uniform 1924 Romeo Bravo until the 30th of November. The details of a certificate that is available for contact these stations is on the web, Yankee Uniform 1 Alpha November Oscar.org. Oscar Romeo 100 Lima Golf Echo is a special call sign and used by members of the Liège Radio Club, ON5VL, to celebrate its 100th anniversary. The station is active until the end of the year on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via ON6YH. QSOs will also be uploaded to Clublog. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club will once again be running the special call sign Golf Bravo Zero Mike Charlie between the 1st and 26th of December. The Mike Charlie in the call sign stands for Merry Christmas. The club would like to invite everyone to call in and give them a hearty ho 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 and tell them what radio equipment you would like from Santa this year. The club will also be live streaming on its YouTube channel. Now the DX news. HC5CW and HC2AP are active as Hotel Charlie 5 Charlie Whiskey / 8 and Hotel Delta 8 Charlie Whiskey from San Cristobal Island in the Galapagos Islands until the 28th of November. The IOTA reference is Sierra Alpha 004. They will operate on the HF bands, CW, SSB and FT8, QSL via M0OXO or OQRS. The Foxtrot Whiskey 7 Alpha Alpha team is active from Wallis Island until the 29th of November 2024. The IOTA reference is Oscar Charlie 054. They will operate on the HF bands. They will operate on the HF bands, QSL via W7YAQ, Logbook of the World or Clublog OQRS. The 9 Lima 5 Alpha team, who are members of the Essex KOP club, will be active from Sierra Leone between the 27th of November and the 8th of December. They will operate on the 160 to 6 meter bands and on QO100. QSL via F5GSJ, Logbook of the World or Clublog OQRS. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DXCW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 23rd of November and ends today at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. On Tuesday, the 26th of November, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC using all modes on the 13 SEMS, 9 SEMS, 6 SEMS and 3 SEMS bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 27th of November, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. On Thursday, the 28th of November, the RSGB 80-metre Autumn Series CW contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band only, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 21st of November. We've had yet another week of relatively calm geomagnetic conditions. The solar flux index has been in the 160s, and despite having 14 M-class solar flares over 7 days, we haven't had any coronal mass ejections to contend with. As a result, the daytime maximum usable frequency, MUF, over a 3,000 km path has been high, reaching more than 35 MHz at times. The MUF declines after sunset, as expected, settling at about 12 to 13 MHz, meaning that the only HF band open to DX has been 10 MHz or the 30 meter band. DX this week has included 3D2Y in Rotuma. This Pacific D expedition has been spotted in Europe on 20, 15 and 17 meters CW, so plenty of choice as to which band you try. Echo 51 Sierra Golf Charlie in Rarotonga on the Cook Islands has also been spotted across many of the HF bands, but they will be leaving on the 24th of November. The good news is that the team of Stan LZ1GC and Ted LZ5QZ are moving on to Tonga as A35 Golf Charlie from the 25th of November until the 7th of December 2024. Gavin PG5M is active on the Falkland Islands as Victor Papa 8 Golf and has been spotted on 20, 15 and 10 metres CW. He's there until the 25th of November, so get in quickly. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI may rise to the mid-250s again. Geomagnetic conditions are largely predicted to be good, although do keep an eye on solarham.com for updates. And don't forget the CQ Worldwide CW contest this weekend, which should bring a lot of DX to the HF bands. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather is now in an unsettled phase, with areas of low pressure bringing alternating spells of mild, wet and windy weather, interspersed with colder, brighter and breezy, showery weather. This raises a couple of radio-related points. One is that we will see some very strong and potentially damaging winds in some areas, so check daily forecasts and make sure your mask eyes are secure. And secondly, an absence of any marked high-pressure tropo weather. Rain and snow scatter may be worth checking on the gigahertz band in such unsettled weather. Meanwhile, meteor scatter is worthy of greater attention as next week's list of showers includes the small Alphamonocerotids shower and the tail end of the big Leonids shower. This introduces another potential nugget of interest in that, since it is widely accepted that meteors form the source materials for sporadic heat. Despite being out of season in the traditional sense, the prevalence of stronger jet streams in unsettled weather makes the next week a possible watch period for sporadic heat. If you're curious about what these might look like, check out the propquest.co.uk website and look for the Near Vertical Incidence Skywave, or NVIS, tab for Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2024. Join the two events in the middle of the day and evening. The critical frequency of the sporadic heat layer reached values of nearly 10 MHz, which could equate to 4 meter propagation on a good day. You will see the sporadic heat blog tab upper air charts also show a jet stream of greater than 100 knots. For EME operators, the moon is past peak declination, so moon availability and peak elevation will be falling. Fast losses are high and rising towards apogee on Tuesday the 26th. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So starting with the Southwest, Wales afterwards, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club. On Thursday, the 28th of November, there's a club meeting. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society. On Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, both Seashore Leisure Centre, from 7:30 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8 p.m. On Monday the 25th of November, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is having a social meeting at the Quarterdeck, Wells, at 2 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Monday, Weston-super-Mare Radio Society is meeting at Weston-super-Mare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. On Monday the 25th of November, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has a FPGA Digital Signal Processing Talk by Steve, G4HFT, at Down Hatherley Village Hall. For Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 6th of December at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Fox Lot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Aberconfagan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is holding a club night at the Surrey Sports and Social Club, postcode Charlie Fox Lot 645 Sierra Papa, from 7 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society will hold a social meeting on Friday the 29th of November. They will meet on the second and third Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode November Papa 165 Juliet Tango, from 7:30 p.m. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox Lot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrud Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox Lot 417 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. Also on Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, postcode Sierra Alpha 18, November, from 7 p.m. Also, GW4BVJ's Morse training takes place. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.